you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, and hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from Deuteronomy 33:26-27. There is no one like our God who rides through the heavens to your help. Through the skies is his majesty. The eternal God is your dwelling place. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33:26-27.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. It's the last Tuesday in this month. Can you believe it? In a couple days, we're going to be in February, then Valentine's Day, and then it's March and spring, and suddenly we're looking forward to the summer, and then back it's winter time again. And so, of course, in Illinois and Indiana, for many of our listeners, we probably have a few snowstorms still around the corner, and who knows what the weather will be like. But on this Testimony Tuesday, I have two special friends in the studio. I can't wait to introduce you to a new friend, actually a new employee with our ministry. This is day kind of number two. She volunteered a few times last week, but we'll formally introduce her in a second. But the Prime Life Times, they're arriving today. So our volunteers will be distributing them throughout Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. And our new volunteer from Virginia, Illinois, Judy Taylor, are you tuned in today? We'll get those publications to Springfield, and she's going to be picking them up. She emailed the other day and said, I don't think we have any locations in Virginia, Illinois. I'd like to distribute them to some people and hand them out to some friends. And I said, Judy, let's work on that. And so I appreciate when anyone initiates and helps us get the Prime Life Times publication out. It's encouraging, it's edifying, it's informative, engaging. It's a great publication by Great News Media, and if you're somebody that can help us deliver them, we'd love to talk with you. But Judy's going to be getting them in and around Virginia, Illinois. And then FYI, for those of you that are ministry leaders involved as the executive director of a ministry or pastors in our area, this Thursday we'll be meeting at the Salvation Army Red Shield Center. We'll begin eating at 11:45, done by 1:15, and Johnny Harris, who has a powerful testimony, is going to challenge us all. He'll be sharing and presenting this Thursday for the Ministry Leaders Luncheon. If you're a pastor and you haven't joined us before, there's usually 40 to 55 of us that gather, and so it's a great time to minister to each other. And with all the pastors, there's always great conversations. So give me a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, in the studio with me is our newest employee. She's serving here at the WLUJ family of stations, but you're going to probably hear her voice on the Great News Radio Network and at various events and gatherings. I think you're both, Joyce Mankey, our station manager here, I think you're both going to come out on Thursday to our Ministry Leader Luncheon, right?
We are. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, Ani Lutchman, a long story, but we've been praying up a position here at the WLUJ family of stations for about a year or two. I kept thinking, we need somebody young, somebody vibrant, somebody that's hardworking. You all know how I work everyone pretty hard. Joyce certainly can testify to that. But we wanted somebody that could reach the youth, or somebody that has vigor and is vibrant and enthusiastic, but mostly that loves the Lord and would want to serve in this ministry in various ways. And so I've been praying and praying. The board knows I've been looking for a couple different people to fulfill that role. And the other day, Holly and Joyce and Ani were doing end of year mailings and working together. Ani was in here volunteering, and it just suddenly came up, what about Ani applying for a position with WLUJ, and for that matter, for this ministry? And I was like, she's young. I like that. Vibrant, hardworking. In fact, she lugged out this big, heavy box at the end of the day, and that was like icing on the cake. I said, here's a gal that's not afraid to do a little work, to lift up a box and help Holly load up. And I made a mental note. I like that. So anyways, Ani, on this Testimony Tuesday, we're going to kind of introduce you to our radio listening family. But we began with a verse that you enjoy and that you opened up the program with. Wait, you know, I'm going to stop. Joyce, before I go any further, further. What do you want to say about your granddaughter? So with us in the studio is Ani Lutchman. You know Bernie. I've had Bernie on so many times. It's his daughter, but it happens to be Joyce's granddaughter. And she the other day said, Mark, there's so many things I could say about her, but I think she'd be a great fit. But what do you want to say about your granddaughter?
Well, I'm just so excited that she's here and that we can work together. This is an exciting time. And, you know, Mark asked me the other day, why haven't you presented her before or talked to us about this before? And I said, you know, it's a God thing, mm-hmm. that God has his perfect timing and that we have to wait on him. And this happened to be a God thing. And how it all happened, her coming in to volunteer and wanted to know if I needed help at the station. And I said, yeah, come on down and help me fold letters. And so she did. And then it just ended up that God took over. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just excited that we can work together and that I'm just going to teach her everything I know. Yep. Hopefully Mark don't get rid of me then.
Yeah. Now, I did hear the doorbell ring, and we're doing this program when we knew that there would be some visitors coming. So Joyce might have to exit stage left for a moment here and visit with somebody downstairs. We're at the WLUJ studio. So Joyce, we're sending you off. We got to keep you busy and engaged and active, but thank you for introducing your granddaughter, our newest hire here at the WLUJ family of stations. And so Joyce is busy about the Lord's work and is going to attend a listener that I think is at our door. So, Ani, you volunteered a couple times last week, and then you were here on Monday and back on Tuesday, and then you're going to be at our ministry leaders luncheon on Thursday. So is this an answer to your prayers? Why do you want to put up with me and the radio work?
I am thrilled to death to be here, especially working with my grandma, training me, and this nice Mark across the desk here. It is an answer to so many prayers for so long now. I've done various temporary jobs, but I've been praying for the Lord to establish me as he always says he's going to do, and I knew he was going to. And for some reason, I was very peaceful about it. I wasn't stressed about finding a better job or anything. I knew it was going to happen naturally and organically, like all of the best things happen to me with the Lord, and praying nonstop, night and day. But right before, the day before I got this job, I actually read in the Bible that the Lord had officially, as of that day, given me my voice, and he will establish me today, and you're taken care of, basically. And lo and behold, I walk in here the next day, and you guys want to offer me a job. You don't understand when I say I was on cloud nine.
Well, it was fun. And I know your dad, he and I text back and forth all the time. And I think you and I kidded about it. With Bernie, it's not just like three or six words or a sentence or two. It's like, you know, it's a document, you know, it might be about 10 paragraphs. But he's a dear,
well,
cherished friend.
He is an author.
Yeah, he's an author, a gifted speaker, Bible teacher, founder of many ministries in and around the Springfield area. In fact, I call him when I talk about Bernie to my Champaign Urbana friends. I said he's a shaker and mover in the area. So you have a great mom and dad and grandparents, a legacy of a family that follows Jesus, that's very engaged and very active. And so when you were volunteering the other day, I took notice. And then when the discussions, might there be a part-time position? And I said, boy, I've been praying for a long time. And I said to Joyce later on, why did it take so long to you to surface Ani? And it's just like God's timing, and it seemed like it lined up with some of the things, the choices you've been making. Now, I know you're working on your realtor license, and you're open to what God will do, but for now, we're grateful that you're going to be trained in the production room with some of the editing and the audio that comes in and some of the recording with listeners that'll be made. I know you're learning some of the bookkeeping and some of the data entry, and Joyce will be 81 this May, and at some point, we're going to be transitioning Joyce into various other jobs or tasks or duties, but we love having her around. She's the station manager here, and a year ago when I said, hey, she's so valuable, she's going from office manager, she was our bookkeeper, to the station manager, and I said, I'm thinking outside the box. I said, I have no problem having an 80-year-old as my station manager, and so she's been very efficient and passionate, and we've been transitioning her to different hours with the snow and the winter and such. connection. So I thought if we could find a few part-timers to fill in. And so then you showed up and I'm working on somebody else that's very close to maybe assuming another role. So it's kind of exciting here. And I see because our ministries are all merged, it's not just the WLUJ family of stations or Great News Radio or WGNN or WGNJ, which many of our East Central Illinois listeners are familiar with. We're one ministry. And so, Ani, I think people will start hearing your voice and they'll be able to understand a little of your beginning. You don't have the radio background, but you've worked in a lot of restaurants and you've done a lot of even some humanitarian things. Do you see what I'm wearing?
I do.
Do you realize this place? I didn't know if you're Belize. So I had been to this island and I saw that you did some refuge work with animals or something.
I was really blessed with some opportunity in college with studying biology, and I received a grant to go to Belize, got an internship to work with jaguars and to kind of estimate the population in the jungle and set up field cameras. That was really fun. And then I also got to go to Belize a second time to do lionfish work, and that is an invasive species taking over the oceans, and we went to kind of go hunt them and fillet them for the community so they could have some nice meals.
Yeah, one thing about Belize, during the winter months here in Illinois, I think it was in the 70s and 80s. So listening friends, that's where you want to go to vacation time when it's snowy and cold here. It's a beautiful part of the world. And you've had other administrative office work and data entry and working with computers and such. And so we're testing the waters. We're going to train you in a variety of different things. And when I shared some of our ideas of maybe having a contest with Adventures in Odyssey, and working with the youth, you said, I'd love to go to schools, or I'd love to work with the younger people, or people of all ages for that matter, but you have a real heart for young people. And I think as I had you fill out a little questionnaire, you said one of the facets that you hope that this radio ministry can do is reach the youth, or that person that's in their 20s that's maybe struggling with fear or heartache. And so what would be some of the things that you hope you can accomplish through this ministry?
Another thing about this job that really excited me was I was praying pretty heavily for the Lord to grant me some work where I can serve Him and be of more service to my community and bring way more people to the Lord than I would sitting just at another office, just at a desk. And I'm really excited about this opportunity to reach the community and people maybe my age and let them know that we have a God who is our comforter. He's here to comfort us. He's here to save us. He's here to love us. And that excites me to be able to share that message with everybody.
Well, the Lord is taking you on journeys through various different jobs and learning to interact with people. And I think you bring personality and warmth and youth and energy. And I think you're going to be a great asset to our team. And it's fun knowing your dad so well and your grandmother being our station manager here. I think we're going to be one big happy family, Ani Lutchman. And it's A-N-I, so it's a special name. That's technically, it's kind of like your middle name.
My middle name is Anna Lee.
Anna Lee. Okay.
So I just think Ani's maybe a little easier to say, and it kind of just was a nickname that came about.
And some may know you as Sarah. Some people say, well, that's Bernie's daughter. That's Sarah. But we're calling you Ani. You want to be called Ani, so that's what we're calling her. And we are excited to have her bring some of her gifts and skills to this radio ministry. And we appreciate all of you that have been praying up different people that we're going to hire down the road. And it seemed like everything just worked out. Like you were kind of surprised, and Bernie and Joyce, they were thinking, I guess we never even thought about her, but she'd be a great fit. So we'll see how God provides in the days ahead, and you'll hear Ani's voice, maybe public service announcements or during some of the holidays or different little voiceover work that we'll have her doing as she learns more of the studio work and the different aspects of this radio ministry with listener relations and calling up donors and thanking them for their support. So we look forward to the different ways God's going to use you. But let's talk a little about that faith journey. You grew up in this great Christian home where your mom and dad loved the Lord, your grandmother, obviously, and other relatives have loved the Lord. But you kind of had a real interesting point where it wasn't just riding on their faith journey. It became real and true and genuine to you.
Absolutely. I think writing on their faith journey is a good way to put it, because you go to church every week because it's what you do. It's what you're told to do, what we always do. We go to church Sunday, Wednesday, my whole life, and you just kind of go through the motions. And once you become older and things start making sense and things start happening to you personally, there comes a point where you actually have to make the decision for yourself, for it to click in your mind and for you to chase after that knowledge and the desire for the full understanding of what God is saying to you. And for me, I was going through the motions my whole life, and I went to God every time I needed something, especially like, hey, God, help. Hey, God, I really need some help. And then, of course, I would always go to him and thank him, but not to the level that we are to do so, and that I have a deep desire to do so now. And I'm ashamed to say those things now.
Yeah, but that's pretty true of so many different people. God's like their fire insurance. You know, when things go bad, we call on him. But when things are going great, we pat ourselves on the back and just kind of move forward. So that's very typical of many people. But as you've surrendered more of your life to him and sought after him, the scriptures have come more alive and that relationship has grown, right?
Absolutely. And for that to happen, I do believe that he kind of knocked me down, because as he says he will in the scripture to fulfill the word. And he did. He knocked me down so that I'd be real nice and humble, and so that I would be able to be exalted from there. And that's what he does. He'll humble you. There's nothing that we can do without him. And he'll teach you that one way or another. I'm just so beyond grateful that the Lord revealed himself to me in my maybe early 20s so that I can relate to people my age, so that I know what they're going through. And I've kind of lived out a little bit of it, because when you're younger in your 20s, your teens, in this generation, you kind of have that desire to fit in a little bit. And I was trying to fit in growing up. And that's where I kind of messed up a little bit, you know, because we're not called to fit in. We're called to stand out, no matter what that looks like and what people's opinions are of that.
And just so you know, Ani, that's very true of people, whether they're teens or in college or beyond college or in careers. Everyone always, many times, tries to fit in and to be the same instead of standing up for Jesus and standing out and sometimes standing alone. But you, at this young age, it's great that you're recognizing that you want to serve the Lord and you want to serve him through this radio ministry. And how that all kind of came together, it was kind of fun when Bernie said, oh, I'm so excited, and Joyce says, oh, she's helping me out this way, and why didn't we think of it? And the timing is just right for you to say, Lord, I love that Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, is working for the Lord, not for men. So you happen to be in a radio ministry now, but when you were a waitress, and those of you that are waitresses, you can do that to God's glory. Those of you that work in an office, you can do that to God's glory. You don't have to be in a set ministry or a pastor or a Bible teacher to serve the Lord. You can do that in a wildlife internship. I mean, you can do it on the racquetball court. You can be God's representative, his ambassador, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, just by an encouraging word, by sharing Christ's light, by modeling a good example. We get a special privilege because of broadcasters. We can share things over the air, or we have great Bible teachers. And so as long as we can keep the system running and the broadcast going out, that's a great calling for us too. But don't ever let anyone minimize the way you can be used as a teacher, as a doctor, as a professional, as a salesperson. You get to interact with people that we don't get to interact with. And so, Ani, I think for now, at this point in your life, you're going to be a great fit for our radio ministry. So, Ani, for the maybe younger listener tuned in, or somebody that's dealing with sadness or anxiety or uncertainty, what might be your youthful tip to encourage them this very day?
So I've struggled with those things since I was maybe 19 or younger to about 22. And there's no peace or comfort that doesn't come from our Lord and Savior. And you absolutely have to read your Bible. You just absolutely have to. That's how God speaks to us. And it's like having a conversation with him. It's unbelievable how many times I'll flip open my Bible at random and I say, Lord, please let this be something I need to hear. And it's exactly what I need to hear every single time without fail. And it's so amazing, and it never fails to blow my mind and amaze me. It's just indescribable to have a Savior that does care about you, and he has this field guide, basically, and this map of what you're supposed to do exactly. And he's additionally just the ultimate source of joy. And I've never felt a joy and a peace like I do now mm-hmm. as with my relationship with the Lord. And it's hard to believe, and it's hard to even think this is the same mind that I have always had, because I just feel like an entirely new individual. And the Lord does make you into a new creation. All we have to do is talk to him mm-hmm. and listen to what he says.
You opened up the program reciting Deuteronomy 33, verse 26 and 27. There is none like our God who rides through the heaven to your help. Through the skies is his majesty. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. That's a favorite verse of Ani Lutchman, our new employee here at the WLUJ family of stations. And I trust that maybe this verse can be a reminder to you that God loves you. He wants to embrace you with his everlasting arms. He's the eternal God. He's all-powerful. He's sovereign. He's good. He can be your refuge, your dwelling place, and it's he wants to walk alongside you, to encourage you, to bless you. And may these verses be a reminder to you today that God loves you, he cares for you, and he has a plan and purpose for your life. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Ani Lutchman with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.